Sophie, first off, congratulations. It was obviously a very emotional thing to win the award. What does it mean to you?
I think one of the reasons it was so emotional is that the character, or I find the character so, he's an emotionally charged boy to write, to put on the page. So to speak about him and to think about him, it's always an emotional experience. Maybe that came into play. Being overwhelmed, being sleep deprived, I have a relatively new baby, so I'm sleep deprived, I'm in shock, I'm speechless, I'm thrilled, and I'm so proud of this little boy who's pulled off the impossible, who is one of the most marginalised and easy to dismiss voices. He's a boy with learning difficulties, that's a modern way to put it, in a family who are struggling, who don't have money, where dad drinks, where there is violence, and his voice has been heard.
So where did the inspiration come for Jimmy Flick?
He's been cooking away for a long time. He's been percolating. I came up with the idea of 12 years ago, I wrote a radio play for Radio National, and the central character was a man in his 40s, very manic, medicated, speedy, homeless man, and quite charming and lovable at the same time, with a difficult childhood. And I always wanted to investigate that childhood. So 12 years later, there was a space in my writing life, and my child was old enough to give me a little bit more time apart from him, and I thought it's time to find out about this child, the child that this man once was. Very quickly, I realised that this was an entirely new character. I always knew he would suffer the kind of tragedy he does. I don't want to give anything away. I always knew that central event, that central loss would occur. I knew it 12 years ago. I knew his mother would have health issues. I knew she was an asthmatic. And I knew she was obese and didn't care for herself in various ways. I knew that 12 years ago. I knew the father was violent a long time ago. But as I began to write into the story, I realised I wanted no villains. There were no villains.
The Miles Franklin Award is all about depicting any of the phases of Australian life. What does your novel pick up about Australian life?
You know, we can only speak about this in hindsight, because at the time it's an unconscious.
You're not
process.
Writing for an award.
I'm writing for the piece itself. I'm writing for the character. I'm shaping something to get it right for its own sake. So the reader really isn't in the picture while the thing is forming. So now, to look at it now, once it's done, I can say that it is a story that is bringing the child's voice into the forefront. And how wonderful it is that we're doing that in our fiction now, because children are so often props, both in film and in literature. And the child's voice, I'm here to tell you, is the most liberating and powerful of voices, because it's the most vulnerable of voices. So it's the best way to reflect an adult world. So really, it's the adult world that I'm investigating through this voice that doesn't bring prejudice or it doesn't have history in the same way. So in its innocence, it's hard to articulate, but in its absolute purity, it reflects the darkness. It describes what's wrong. I can't do any better than that, but to put it like that.
You started off writing children's books. So
yeah,
does that influence the voice that you found in Jimmy Flick?
It's where I've been drawn to and what comes naturally. I trained originally as an actor, and when I played children, I worked in children's theatre playing a five-year-old for a long period of time. And so I'm able to access the very young voice. That's where I'm comfortable artistically, but who knows what the future holds. So, yeah.
There's a strong sense of place too,
yes,
in the book. What were you trying to convey with that?
Well, I was just saying before, we moved to Altona and rented there for a couple of years, and I was absolutely blown away.
An industrial suburb of Melbourne?
An industrial suburb in the west of Melbourne, on the beach, on the water. And so there's this curious and powerful juxtaposition of industry and protected wetlands. So these swampy Truganina wetlands, where all these beautiful protected bird species and swampy grasses. And then in the distance, these this incredible, powerful structure of the refinery with those flames blasting from those poles and that dark smoke moving up into the clouds. So as we would come home from the city or wherever we've been out, I would look at the way that the smoke joined the clouds, images like that, the sun on those... It looked like it had been built in the 1950s, all those great big upside-down... they look like those astronaut helmets, but upside down with ladders winding around them. Really, like War of the Worlds or something. Like complex networks of pipes. I mean, again, I sound like a 5-year-old because that's how I'm seeing it. I mean,
so that's a landscape Miles Franklin wouldn't have known much about.
No.
What you've won this award tonight that she established through her bequest. What sort of link do you feel to her as a fellow female Australian author?
She was brave and she was determined, and we're lucky she's been one of the players in making it possible for women's voices to be heard and for it to be possible for me to, I'm a woman and I'm getting to write a book. It wasn't so long ago where that was far less possible.
You don't have to pretend to be a man to get published.
No. I'm an Australian, and that setting was a very powerful writing experience for me, as Miles' setting was for her in My Brilliant Career and All That Swagger, which I recently purchased at a school fete. I'd already read it, but I thought, no, that's a good luck talisman, a copy of All That Swagger. So, again, unconsciously, the thing was an unconscious creation, but now I can see it's about the western suburbs of Altona. It's about industry and nature and the tension between the two. And I didn't dislike the industry. It was not a book about vilifying industry. It was stunning in its own confronting way. Very human-made. Lots of evil stuff being put into the atmosphere, although I know that the pollution experts will be very cross if you write that.
But in the end, Jimmy Flick is the book.
And how can I not be anything but proud of him? He's a courageous boy, but he battles with the dark side. I mean, that's not the way I want to put it. He could go either way. There is a pull. There is a pull to immerse himself in the light that comes from the eye of the sheep, which is maybe the light of eternity. That light is a lot of things. It's possibly the light of death. And he is drawn to that place. Because for all of us, life is both beautiful and unbearable. And there's sometimes in Jimmy's life there isn't enough. There isn't enough to support him.